Good morning, Robbo. I'm very well, thank you.
Let's get into it. Baby John Burgess, no laughing matter. He's in hospital in Perth.
He is, yes. He's due to be discharged today, actually. But yeah, he went into the Royal Perth Hospital over there in Western Australia on Wednesday night with a bacterial infection. So nothing to do with COVID. Nothing life-threatening or anything like that, as far as we know, or as far as I've heard anyway. But definitely serious enough for him to be admitted to hospital, of course. So he's, not to sort of be offensive in any way, but he's 78. So whenever something like this does happen, it's not necessarily ideal. So, you know, obviously it can become very serious. So they're doing all of the right things and taking care of him. But look, you know, he's fine. He's still very much a busy man. He works on radio. Obviously, he's very much known for his TV work. He hasn't done a lot on or anything really on TV for a very long time, but he's actually very busy on Twitter. It's sort of a rebirth, if you like, earning him a whole new group of fans, and sort of shares his thoughts on various topics across the course of the week on Twitter and whatnot. It's quite interesting, actually. So, yeah, last year he actually too followed me on Twitter as well, which I'm not sort of the type of person who gets really shocked or overwhelmed when talking to celebrities, except for the great Judith Durham from The Seekers about 7 years ago. I was like a stone statue. But, yeah, I almost fell off my chair when I saw that he'd followed me and sort of had to check that it was not a fake account. So, yeah, absolute legend. Still very loyal to his audience and dedicated to his work. So, speedy recovery for the baby John Burgess.
Many years ago, I was at a function and Judith Durham was there. And I didn't speak to her, but, gee, she had presence. Bearing in mind, too, she's just a tiny wee thing.
She is, yeah. I was standing on a red carpet about 7 years ago talking to different people, and she and the rest of the Seekers rocked up, and I was just like a stone statue, pretty much just solid to the footpath, couldn't move, couldn't say anything, and that's the first time that I have ever been like that since I started doing this sort of stuff about 11 years or so ago now. So, yeah, she, as you said there, massive presence, and very strange moment for me, but yeah, she's the only one really that left me just absolutely starstruck.
Yeah. Now, a new dating show. Of course, we lost Meatloaf recently, which is very sad. One of his big songs, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. But there's a dating show based on that that's going to go ahead.
Yeah, it's a bit of an interesting one. It's a pilot episode that's set to start filming next week in Sydney, and it's a pilot, when we say pilot, a test episode essentially, that's going to be for a network in the States. It's being made by ITV Studios here in Australia, and it sees couples basically tested on what they would or would not do for love, and there's a live band and whatnot, and their rumours were going around that Meatloaf was actually going to be hosting that. I know that he was quite heavily involved in creating the show, and he was supposed to be coming here to Australia to actually be part of the filming that's taking place next week. Obviously, that's not going to happen now, but, you know, as they say, the show must go on, and it certainly will. They'll start filming on that one next week, and hopefully that gets picked up by a US network over there. Whether or not it will air here in Australia, of course, is a different thing, but, yeah, very much going ahead and undoubtedly paying tribute to Meatloaf.
Yeah, there's always a lot of speculation in the entertainment world, but I think we can say unequivocally Meatloaf won't be hosting it. No.
That's for sure, yeah.
Yeah. And Woody Allen, Woody who? Well, that's certainly what a lot of people would be saying. I'd suggest his PR over the past decades has not been great, and now his latest movie, you can hear the crickets from here, mate.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, the latest documentary that went to air last year, where his adopted daughter, again, repeated abuse allegations against him, you would say probably had some sort of impact on this. I'm not sure if it was the only reason. Maybe it's just not a very appealing movie. I don't know. But look, it's certainly a flop. If it was out on DVD, it'd be in the bargain bin at Kmart or JB Hi-Fi, because in its first weekend, last weekend over in the States, it appeared in just 26 cinemas or so, and it only made around $50,000. So, yeah, I think it's well and truly a flop. For anybody wondering, it's called Rifkin's Festival. It's a comedy. I don't think it will be screening here, but in the States, it's not off to a very good start, put it that way.
No surprise, I really don't think, but there you go. All righty. Hey, Jaden, always good to chat. Have a great weekend, a great week. We'll talk to you next Friday.
I'll catch you then. Thank you.